Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Deanna Hansen and Brad Koenig about Sexual Assault Awareness Month and what resources are available locally. This is part one of a two-part interview. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and there are local services that if people need help, they can reach out.
Yeah.
And you're one of those people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you share what you do here in Washington County?
Yeah, so in Washington County, I provide free and confidential services to victims of sexual violence. So when we hear of sexual assault and sexual violence in general, we think of just like rape or attempted rape, but it can be really, it's any kind of sexual violence. So stalking, sexual harassment, unwanted touching, things like that. We can work with just about anybody. Human trafficking has been the new thing that we're learning more about. But we work with the victims themselves, no matter what age. But then we can also work with secondary survivors. So that's like the parents or significant others or siblings or friends. Basically, anybody who needs help, we're going to work with them. And it's completely free and it's also completely confidential. So with like younger kids and stuff like that, they might be worried that DHS might get involved, or if they tell somebody, well, we can't tell DHS, we can't really tell anybody unless they're going to hurt themselves or somebody else. But we can do counseling. Advocacy is a big part of our work as well. So going with them to report to law enforcement, going through the entire court process with them, whether it's meeting the county attorney or going through depositions, just all that kind of stuff, we can help them through it all.
And do you see people of all ages?
Yep, absolutely.
With this, how important is it for teenagers to understand what a healthy relationship is?
It's really important. One of the big things that I see is a lot of teenagers will say, well, I don't think I was sexually assaulted. It's not a big deal. It was consensual. And then you ask them, like, what's consensual? And they're like, well, I didn't say no. It's like, that doesn't mean that you weren't coerced. So we see a lot of the times that one teen may say to the other, like, well, if you loved me, then you would just have sex with me. And that is considered coercion. And that's why that is not considered consensual sex. And that's why we talk about, we go into the schools a lot and talk with students about how, why that's not consensual and how to have healthy relationships.
And do you see cell phones and instant messaging and all of that play a part in this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what a lot of kids don't understand is that when you're taking video or pictures and you just send it to one person, it's not just going to stay with one person, which I'm sure adults, plenty of adults have told them. I'm sure students hear it all the time, but it's the truth. And if someone sends you a photograph, whether you wanted it or not, you really should probably just delete it, or else at least let law enforcement know about it. Because anytime, if you're sending that out to other people, then that's could easily be a charge of distribution of child pornography, and that can be a federal offense. So.
And with this, you said that there are also services for secondary survivors.
Mm-hmm.
With sexual assault, does it often impact the individual or the broader family unit?
Usually you see a lot of like the broader family, especially, I mean, really in any case, but especially in like teens and younger kids and stuff like that, you see a lot of, they may start acting out, they may turn to drugs and alcohol, things like that. And so parents don't really know how to control it. And it's not anything, if that's the way they want to cope with it, that's fine. But we just kind of try to help them find better coping skills. But it can be hard for parents too. So we work a lot with the parents. We actually have a child advocate who specializes in like play therapy and can work with like really like 0 to 12 of age. And then like I would mostly work with the parents to provide the support with them and talk about like, okay, so they're acting out in this way. Maybe the reason why is this, and this is how we can kind of, this is how maybe you can best support them and give them ideas. And they also need to process what they went through, because usually the perpetrator who assaulted the is someone they know, someone they trusted. Especially in younger kids, it's 85% of the time you're going to know the perpetrator, but the younger the kid is, the higher that gets. It's closer to 90-95% of the time it's someone that the kid knew and trusted. And what we see, the younger the kid is, it's usually someone that mom or dad brought in, or, you know, a sibling brought in, so then they have a lot of guilt with that too.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Deanna Hansen and Brad Koenig. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.